Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Sue, the co-owner of Miller Place Bait and Tackle on Long Island, starting to get busy there this morning.
Yep.
What are people coming in for?
They're coming in for bait and tackle and stuff.
That's good.
Well, that's a good place to come, the bait and tackle place.
Yeah, you don't go to a hardware store for that. It's great.
No.
Yeah.
But what kind of bait? What are people fishing for?
Clam worms is the bait that they're coming in for. And most of it up here on the North Shore is a lot of porgies. There's a lot of stripers around, so we have a lot of, you know, business in that respect for porgies and stripers.
Well, we want to thank you for being a registration place and a weigh station for the 39th annual Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth happening August 28th and 29th. People are registering now, and they can register at your place. $25,000 first prize. And then the second prize is $7,500. Third place, $2,500. Then there's a bunch of other prizes. You could sign up right now at WPLR.com or 959thefox.com. Have you been getting registrations over there?
Yes, we have.
Excellent.
It's great. It's back. So it was a big thing back in the day. Then it kind of slowed down. And now they revitalized it, brought some new people in, got it all, spiffy. And they got places like Miller Place Bait and Tackle on Long Island involved. And now we're cooking again.
Yep.
It would be, we'd be mad if someone from Long Island won.
Well.
It'd be like taking the trophy from us.
Right.
We did have second place and third place weighed in here last year.
Second and third.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
At your place.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're a good luck charm.
Yes, you are. And you're really busy right now.
People who fish are very superstitious.
Yep, they are.
Oh, second and third.
Oh, yes, they are.
Second and third.
Wow. So first is around the corner.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, it's a lucky spot.
It is. I know. If I was going to fish, I'd go there, get my bait.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
8 years.
Eight.
We've owned it for 8 years. The shop's been here for, oh my gosh, I don't even know, many years, forever.
Really? I used to live on Pipe Stave Hollow Road in Miller Place. Do you know where that is?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, it's your drag route down to the Cedar Beach.
I know if you live in Stanford or Hartford, you're like, yeah, who cares? But one, the name of the road is weird.
Pipe Stave, yeah.
Yeah, people say pipe stove, and I'm like, no, pipe stave.
And then look at you, like, you're an idiot.
What's a stave? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a street namer.
Right.
Just that's the name of the road.
Right, look it up. Google it.
That would be a cool job, though.
But one side of the road is Mount Sinai. The other side of the road is Miller Place.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing I know what side of the road you're on. You're on the Miller Place side.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Makes it easier that way.
You ever have any celebrities come in there and getting bait?
Not to my knowledge.
Right. Okay. They don't fish, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that place is filled with people.
Long Island.
Long Island.
You got Ralph Macchio's in Miller Place.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to it. Thank you for coming on. Am I missing anything? Should you be telling me something?
Should I be telling you something?
Yeah.
You know.
I'm really tired, by the way.
We fall asleep on a fishing trip right now.
I'm normally sleeping by 8 o'clock, 8:30, maybe 9, if I'm pushing it.
What time did you go to bed?
It was after 11.
Yeah, same. About 10:30 for me, yeah. Whoa. As you can tell.
Your tongue hasn't woken up yet.
No, it has not. No, or my brain.
It's been tightrope walking.
Yeah. True.
You haven't pooped yet. I'm very nervous for you.
Thanks for sharing that part. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. One more question. So, do you wash your feet when you're in the shower?
Do I wash my feet when I'm in the shower?
Yes.
Of course I do.
You actually scrub them. You touch them between the toes, all on yours.
Like you actively scrub them and wash them with soap and water?
No, you don't scrub. Like it's a pan that you just fried fish in.
It's not Brillo.
Like a bluefish.
Yeah.
No, it's just, but you wash them.
Right.
Actively?
Soap and water.
Yeah, not just like things trickle on them.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
She's just like, yes, of course. All right, so we were going through a hygiene thing earlier, and Ashley is the only one on the show who thinks that because there's water dripping down and soap dripping down, that's the equivalent of washing your feet.
Yes.
Right.
No, I have a brush that I use.
See? She has a brush.
She has a brush.
I do not have a foot brush.
All right, so if you want a new kind of bait at that shop,
just put Ashley's feet in water.
You can
catch all the bluefish and float up.
All the fish will just float right up to the top.
Easy pickings.
All right, Sue, thank you so much for being a part of this. We're very excited. And wow, second and third. Who knows? Could be first this year.
She's like, this wasn't weird at all.
Sue, the co-owner of Miller Place Bait and Tackle on Long Island, a great place. So we're linked up on the website. The Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth happening late August. You could sign up right now. Thank you, Sue.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.